Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. And yes, this is David Blackman's voice you're hearing. I'm back. My co-host, say hey, Tim.
Hey everybody, Tim Streifler here. Yeah, super excited that David is back, and we're going to be talking about him taking some time off. So yeah, I couldn't be happier to have someone else on the other end rather than just talking to myself, essentially.
Come on, you love talking to yourself, Tim. I'm just playing with you.
It's exhausting talking for, 10 minutes straight without having like another voice to kind of let me catch a breath and take a drink of water or whatever. But yeah, super happy you're back, David.
Yeah, me too. So we kind of figured a good topic might be, to talk about why you need to take time off and kind of why I took some time off and a hiatus. And Tim's been recording, solo. Thank you very much, Tim, for keeping the podcast going and stuff.
Of course,
for me personally, what that's been like. But we also want to talk about the perspective of what it's like from the other side when you have a partner and a team member, and you work as a team and a duo, and then that duo becomes a solo for a short period of time. So Tim's going to kind of share his experience of what that's been like for him. And as he already said, it's not as easy to talk solo, without the breaks and stuff. That's one thing. But so we're going to kind of dive in. And it is good to be back. I have missed doing the podcast. I'm sure all of my partners and, team members and stuff think I've left forever. But I didn't. I needed some time off. It's summertime here. I felt like it kind of worked out perfect because my kids are out of school and it's when I get to spend time with them. And I really wanted to focus on them and not have to worry about all the work and stuff. But, honestly, this past 12 months has probably been, the toughest 12 months of, my life. I'm 51 years old and I went through a divorce this past year, which was hard. It was difficult, and went through that grieving process. And in the process of doing that, I've uncovered some other things that I never even knew were there that were causing me just, to have insecurities and fears that I just needed to deal with and stuff. So I told Tim, hey, look, I need to take some time off. I need to focus on me. I need to deal with some of this stuff that's coming up, because honestly, how I have felt, I may be the stereotypical man where we keep everything capped inside, all of our emotions. We don't show them to the world. We're strong. And that was very much me. And then this year, after going through the divorce and all of the stuff personally that was going on in my life, I felt like somebody just unscrewed that cap and all of these emotions just came kind of roaring out. And I was very vulnerable with the people in my life and honest, which is really scary. And then I realized, holy crap, I can't put that cap back on. There's no stuffing these emotions anymore. This is some stuff that I've got to deal with. So that's kind of where I've been. I've kind of been dealing with it and stuff. And if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you'll see the pictures, with me and my kids and kind of exploring and stuff. I know it looked like we're having a blast and happy faces and stuff, but, there was a lot of sadness in there as well and stuff, just kind of processing and dealing with things. I feel a whole lot better now. I'm glad to be back. I really missed work. I really missed Tim. I really missed everybody across the board and doing what I do, because I love doing what I do and stuff. I'm going to let Tim talk some too.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for sharing, David, and being honest. I know that's, I kind of fall into that category too, in terms of, holding things in, being, private when it comes to emotions and stuff like that. So, I mean, I applaud you for, allowing yourself and, I guess in a way kind of forcing yourself to go through that and deal with it. So, Hats off to you. But yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I think when you have a partner, it's really important to have a partner that you trust. So obviously I trust David, and we're partners, not just with the podcast, but with our course business too. And I knew when he told me that he needed time off, he wasn't out there having picnics every day. It was serious. I respected that. And so I think that just kind of goes to having a partner that you trust. I know that David's motivated. He's ambitious as anyone out there. So if he's needing to step away from work, which I know he loves, then you know, I need to give him the space to do that. And I need to be able to, you know, handle things on my own to make sure that he can have that time. And I know he would do the same for me as well. And so I think I guess the moral of the story from my perspective is have a partner that you can trust, because it goes beyond just business, you know, the day to day, you know, in a sense you're tied to that person, not just professionally, but there's other things that come with it too that need to happen. And so, yeah, I'm thankful that I have a partner that I can trust, and, you know, we can allow each other to take time off when we need to take time off, because the emotional stuff, the stuff that doesn't get talked about a lot, the mental health side of things is super important, I think, for anyone, but especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're having pressure and to make decisions and stuff like that, that the average person that's an employee doesn't understand and will never understand unless they're in that situation.
Yeah. And I'm very grateful that you were willing to do that, that you stepped in, and absolutely it's a trust thing. You know, I trusted Tim, you know, I knew that he would do a phenomenal job with the podcast solo and stuff. You know, we made a decision collectively that it was more important to keep it going rather than stopping it while I took this time, this hiatus, and kind of did what I needed to do to get myself back to a better frame of mind and stuff. And I really do. I feel a whole lot better. I feel a lot more knowledgeable, insightful. I think I am going to change some of the ways that I do things personally going forward that is going to affect professionally, meaning I'm going to be more transparent. I'm probably even going to be more vulnerable and stuff. I do think that is going to translate well into the business world. I know that when people are genuine and authentic with me, I really appreciate it and stuff, even when they're having difficult times and stuff. So I think I admire them even more. So who the heck knows what's going to happen? So, you know, if you hear some sappy crap come out of my mouth, sorry. That's just where I'm at and who I am. And
sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Yeah, so it's really good to be back, and looking forward to recording some great topics and episodes. We've got some good ones coming up right now that Tim and I are working on. Let me give you a little sneak peek of what you can expect following this episode. Next episode, we're going to talk about how to get into a WordPress website when you've lost the username and password, or a developer or someone that was helping you ghosted on you and you can't get into your own WordPress website anymore. So really excited about that. Then we've got a topic about, should your website have an about page? I mean, Tim and I are going to dive pretty deep into our feelings on whether or not you need that. And then last but not least, and this is all I'm giving you a sneak peek of, is why you always need to add domain privacy to your domain. So if you're listening to this and wondering what's coming up in the next few days, there you go. You're going to have to come every day to get those topics and stuff. Tim, anything else you want to say before we...
I will ask you one question. Do you think now that you're back to work, are you going to be more intentional about like taking time off and stepping away type of thing?
That's a very good question, Tim. Absolutely. One thing that I have found out for myself, a key factor that's very important that I did not do prior to all of this was balance. Balance is really, really important. I know that you're very good at this. You're good at stepping away, taking the dog out, you know, being very intentional about keeping your personal and your work life balanced. And I really am going to do that. I am going to step away when I need to step away. But I think more importantly for me is it's finding a balance in my daily routine as opposed to, you know, taking time away and stuff when I need it. But I'm definitely going to do that. Yeah, I mean, I have all kinds of really awesome ideas that involve our community as well. I mean, Tim and I have talked about doing a live event.
Yeah.
I know we've never said this out here before, but I'm throwing it out there. I'm putting it out into the universe. We want to do a live event. We want you guys to come from all over. I would love to get some feedback. Is this something that you would be interested in doing? Would you come to a place for, you know, 3 days or so where we gave talks, had speakers, you know, dived deeper into WordPress and business and all of this stuff? I'm really excited about that. I see it as the next evolution of our, you know, where we're going and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only the learning aspect too, but I think what also would go along with that with an event is the social aspect, the fun part of it too, because being around like-minded people, people that are doing similar things or interested in similar things, have similar passions, and being able to just hang out and not necessarily talk about work, but just be among those people that are like-minded in that way can be really rejuvenating, because it's been said before, being an entrepreneur is the loneliest job in the world, because you don't, like, your normal friends and family don't get it. They're not on the same wavelength with that type of stuff professionally. And so being around other people that are is really important. And I know David and I have done that in different aspects. And so we see the power of it. Like, obviously, yes, being able to learn from each other, like, directly, but just hanging out, there's a lot of value there too.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode. Like I said, we're going to be discussing, hold on, how to get into your WordPress website when you're locked out and you've lost your username and password. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.